We weaved our way through the parked cars, vans, SUVs, RVs, plastic tents, and deerhide teepees. "Hey, let's go buy some bootleg whiskey," Rowdy said. "I got $5. "Don't get drunk," I said. "You'll just get ugly." "I'm already ugly," Rowdy said. He laughed, tripped over a tent pole, and stumbled into a minivan. He bumped his face against a window and jammed his shoulder against the rearview mirror. It was pretty funny, so I laughed. That was a mistake. Rowdy got mad. He shoved me to the ground and almost kicked me. He swung his leg at me, but he pulled it back at the last second. I could tell he wanted to hurt me for laughing, but I am his friend, his best friend, his only friend. He couldn't hurt me, so he grabbed a garbage sack filled with empty beer bottles and hucked it at the minivan. Glass broke everywhere. Then Rowdy grabbed a shovel that somebody had been using to dig barbecue holes and went after that van. Just beat the crap out of it. Smash! Boom! Bam! He dented the doors and smashed the windows and knocked off the mirrors. I was scared of Rowdy, and I was scared of getting thrown in jail for vandalism, so I ran. That was a mistake. I ran right into the Andrus brothers' camp. The Andruses, John, Jim, and Joe, are the cruelest triplets in the history of the world. "Hey, look," one of them said, "it's Hydrohead." "Yep, those bastards are making fun of my brain disorder. Charming, huh?" "Nah, he ain't Hydro," said another one of the brothers. "He's Hydrogen." I don't know which one said that. I couldn't tell them apart. I decided to run again, but one of them grabbed me and shoved me toward another brother. All three of them shoved me to and fro. They were playing catch with me. Hydromatic, hydrocarbon, hydrocrack, hydrodynamic, hydroelectric, hydro and low, hydro and seek. I fell down. One of the brothers picked me up, dusted me off, and then kneed me in the balls. I fell down again, holding my tender crotch and tried not to scream. The Andrus brothers laughed and walked away. Oh, by the way, did I mention that the Andrus triplets are 30 years old? What kind of men beat up a 14-year-old boy? Major league assholes. I was lying on the ground holding my nuts as tenderly as a squirrel holds his nuts when Rowdy walked up. "Who did this to you?" he asked. "The Andrus brothers," I said. "Did they hit you in the head?" Rowdy asked. He knows that my brain is fragile. If those Andrus brothers had punched a hole in the aquarium of my skull, I might have flooded out the entire powwow. "My brain is fine," I said, "but my balls are dying." "I'm going to kill those bastards," Rowdy said. Of course, Rowdy didn't kill them. But we hid near the Andrus brothers' camp until 3 a.m. They staggered back and passed out in their tent. Then Rowdy snuck in, shaved off their eyebrows, and cut off their braids. That's about the worst thing you can do to an Indian guy. It had taken them years to grow their hair, and Rowdy cut that away in 5 seconds. I loved Rowdy for doing that. I felt guilty for loving him for that. But revenge also feels pretty good.